Right after the iPad launch event, Jobs traveled to New York in February 2010 to meet with executives in the journalism business. In 2 days, he saw Rupert Murdoch, his son James, and the management of their Wall Street Journal, Arthur Sulzberger Jr. and the top executives at the New York Times, and executives at Time, Fortune, and other Time Inc. magazines. "I would love to help quality journalism," he later said. "We can't depend on bloggers for our news. We need real reporting and editorial oversight more than ever. So I'd love to find a way to help people create digital products where they actually can make money." Since he had gotten people to pay for music, he hoped he could do the same for journalism. Publishers, however, turned out to be leery of his lifeline. It meant that they would have to give 30% of their revenue to Apple, but that wasn't the biggest problem. More important, the publishers feared that under his system, they would no longer have a direct relationship with their subscribers. They wouldn't have their email address and credit card number so they could bill them, communicate with them, and market new products to them. Instead, Apple would own the customers, bill them, and have their information in its own database. And because of its privacy policy, Apple would not share this information unless a customer gave explicit permission to do so.